home and pack, and leave my baby crying in the smoke along the track. Goodbye, so long, I hate to leave you, but I've got to go. Goodbye, so long, it's coming now, just heard that whistle blow. It'll be here in a minute, you wave and I'll look back. I'm gonna leave you crying in the smoke along the track.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in McIntosh County, Georgia say 40 people were on a gangway on Supolo Island when it collapsed Saturday. At least 20 wound up in the water. They've recovered 7 bodies. Captain Chris Hodge said there are also serious injuries.
We have 6 people who were critically injured, and we have 2 people who have been lifelighted outside to other hospitals for treatment.
President Biden says he's heartbroken. On the campaign trail, former President Trump was in Pennsylvania Saturday. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Detroit, then Atlanta. It's 16 days to Election Day. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says at least 87 people are dead or missing after overnight Israeli strikes. And the New York Yankees going to the World Series for the 41st time in their history after beating the Cleveland Guardians 5-2 in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series. They'll play either the L.A. Dodgers or New York Mets in the World Series. This is ABC News. Class of 2024 inducted last night into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. One of them was Cher, who said the biggest part of the honor was,
"It's the people I'm being honored with and the people who've already been honored. That's the part that makes me feel good."
Those other honorees included Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, the Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, and Dionne Warwick. Meanwhile, English singer Zayn Malik postponed his planned U.S. tour, citing the heartbreaking loss of his former One Direction bandmate, Liam Payne. Recent concerns over Listeria now include frozen waffles.
The voluntary recall covers hundreds of frozen waffle products sold in leading retailers, including Walmart and Target. The makers, Treehouse Foods, says it took the action after discovering possible contamination during routine testing at its plant. It says it notified U.S. and Canadian regulators, put a complete list of brands and stores on its website, and say there have been no confirmed reports of anyone sick.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Today, we'll be seeing highs of around 80, southwest winds 8 to 18, partly cloudy to sunny. Tonight, mostly clear with lows down to 50, southwest winds 5 to 8. Monday, highs of around 80, sunny to partly cloudy. And Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, isolated light showers and sprinkles possible, highs in the mid-70s. With light southwest winds, we are at 44 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
And welcome to the Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up today, we'll be featuring some of the best in Southern gospel music. Our featured artist is the Down East Boys.
We're going to celebrate while we're here, and that's what we do right off the bat. We have a good time with it.
Plus, in hour two, a spotlight visit with the Apostolic Boys.
Let's pick out 9 songs that we all know that we can do that we want to sing.
It's all great gospel coming up today on the Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to the Gospel Greats.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has a past. Sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes I'd like to hide the facts. If I told you I was perfect, I'd be lying to your face. Yeah, I'm only here today because of God's redeeming grace.
Who I am's not who I was. I've been saved, changed, covered by the blood. I can't deny who I used to be. But I'm so glad that He loved me.
No
never did deserve it, the mercy I've been shown. I'm a living testimony of how far grace will go.
Yeah, he pulled me from the ashes,
found me in my lowest place,
but that's not where he left me.
That's the Justified Quartet. Our featured artist today is the Down East Boys. Group manager and lead vocalist Ricky Carden has been with the group since he was only 19. He's surrounded by tenor Doug Pittman, baritone Caden Howell, and their bass singer is Brandon Berry, who recently replaced Alex Utek. Ricky talks about their first radio release and title track of the project.
I think the energy of the song comes through with not just the track, but with the vocal. And I love how we split it up. Every guy has a piece of each verse. And on stage, we're tossing it back and forth to the different guys. But what a cool message. No matter where you are in your life, we've always got something to shout about. We've always got something to be happy about and proclaim. Because even in our worst days, God's always so good to us. Even on the times that maybe we're tired or the bank account's empty or things just aren't going our way, man, we can always step back and see that there's always somebody in a lot worse shape than we are. And how grateful we should be for what he's already done for us. Man, he's already paid a price for us. And if we're Christians today, if we're saved and set free, then we've already got a reason to shout. We're victorious. And so I hope the folks, when they hear this, don't just hear the fun lyric, but I hope they catch on to that. We have a victorious life we can live, and we can have joy in our heart every day. And we've got something to proclaim and shout about every day that we wake up.
That's Ricky Carden, and here are the Down East Boys with Something to Shout About.
Have you heard salvation story written for you and me?
God's only Son died for sin at Calvary.
He was laid in a garden tomb, and in 3 days death was defeated when he conquered the grave.
That's something to shout about. That's something you can't help but tell the whole world how. He saved us from sin, washed us clean.
Child of God, well, my friend, you're just like me.
something to shout about. That's the Down East Boys. The newest member of the group is Brandon Berry, who replaces the departing Alex Utek. Brandon shares a little bit of his gospel music resume.
I mean, I started when I was 15 years old. I sang with my first quartet when I was 15. And I knew at 9 years old when I saw the Cathedral Quartet for the first time. My mind was blown, and I knew that's what I wanted to do with my life. Now, getting to where I am now has been quite a journey. I've sung with some great groups, but I can say that I'm, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm exactly where God placed me. And it's been an awesome journey getting here. It's been some tears and some happy times, but I'm glad that I'm finally on the right train, I guess you can say.
That's Brandon Berry. Ricky Carton talks about the first cut on the project called When Believers Will Be Leaving.
What a fun song. Rodney Griffin and Chris Binion, which are two names of great writers who just turn out music all the time. And I talked to Rodney and I said, we need an opener. We literally built the record in pieces. We wanted an opener. We wanted a second song. We needed a ballad for this and that. So everything was built in pieces for not only listening, but for the program. And I said, Rodney, I got to have an opener. This is what I want it to do. I think they wrote this song, I think Chris told me like 10 years ago, and they dug it out and said, we found this. Instead of writing one, we want you to hear this first. And they sent it to us. And instantly we said, that's exactly what we needed. This song definitely hits home for all of us. When believers will be leaving, we're going home one day. And we open up with that every night. And that's the message we're telling folks right out of the gate. Hey, one day we're going home. But we're going to celebrate while we're here. And that's what we do right off the bat. We have a good time with it.
That's Ricky Carton, and here are the Down East Boys with When Believers Will Be Leaving.
His returning, reserved for everyone who has believed.
Yes, when
believers will believe,
and all of heaven
and the heavens open wide.
When the Father,
when he says, go get my children, and the trumpet sound reminds us that it's time.
Oh, what a day.
And that's a day of celebration. Hallelujah.
Yes, when believers,
when believers, when
there is.
Christ Boys When Believers Will Be Leaving. It's a great day of Southern Gospel. Coming up in just a moment, a new song from Greater Vision.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back to The Gospel Grace. Coming up, a new radio single from Greater Vision. Here's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet, who just won the Dove Award for Album of the Year for their Live in Amsterdam project. You'll find him there.
Go out, Elijah, out to the mountain. Wait for the Lord to pass by. Go out, Elijah, the Lord, he will bless thee. He's heard your desperate cry.
There was a wind,
a mighty wind, but no, he wasn't in the wind.
There was a fire,
a blazing fire, but no, he wasn't in the fire. There was a big earthquake moving under his feet. And though the ground did shake, still the Lord he did not see. He heard a still small voice that gently filled the air.
He found him there,
in the bound of earth.
He found him there.
Desperate cry.
There'll be a wind,
a mighty wind,
find him there.
You'll find him there.
You'll find him there.
It's Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet. Greater Vision is out with a new song that Rodney Griffin wrote called I'd Rather Hear Preaching.
When I do my commute every week from Mount Vernon, Kentucky to Tennessee, about three and a half hours, I usually try to include some gospel greats, of course, if they're on. And then I include some NFL Network. I love to follow the NFL. And I include either an Adrian Rogers sermon, Steve Gaines sermon, Charles Stanley sermon. And honestly, the beautiful drive, listening to preaching, just kind of sets the tone for my weekend to try to get me ready for ministry that weekend. So I remember thinking, you know what? I'd rather hear preaching than anything else in this world, because it's not boring to me. It's encouraging and it feeds my soul. We don't get to go to church. We're on the road. So I just wanted to write a fun song that we could all sing together. And we got in the studio and said, hey, you do that line, we'll do this line together. And the way it turns out, you have to really pay attention on stage because you'll forget you had a line.
That's Rodney Griffin, and here's Greater Vision with I'd Rather Hear Preaching.
Making restless noises, trying to convince us God is dead. They shout the world's opinions, but I refuse to listen. There's something I would rather hear instead.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
praying, shouting,
where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
stand and
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
Some say that we're old-fashioned to follow such a passion, but we know what happened in that tomb.
We've been changed forever by resurrection power. Just give me a preacher of this truth.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
and
shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
stand and
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
So let them sound their anger. The love of God is greater. They can find the answer if we pray.
Oh, how we'd love to win them, help them find what's missing. Soon we hope they'll join in and say,
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
praying, shouting,
where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
Someone
stand and
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear in this world.
I'd rather hear preaching,
singing,
and
shouting, where everyone's agreeing, nobody's doubting. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
I'd rather hear someone
stand and
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than anything else I hear.
I'd rather hear someone
stand and
give him glory.
I'd rather hear a sweet testimony than all the noise I hear in this world. I'd rather hear the church lift up the Lord.
decision with I'd Rather Hear Preaching.
Hey, everybody. Tim Lovelace here with jokes that I hear from the road. I was wondering why the Frisbee kept getting bigger and bigger, and then it hit me. Keep smiling while you're listening to Rodney Balcom right here on the Gospel Greats.
Thanks, Tim. Here are the Littles with the Sweet Forever.
What a happy time sometime tomorrow when we lay these heavy burdens down.
In this lonesome valley,
in this lonesome bed,
no more to roam,
no more to roam. Had we labored on through joy and sorrow, hoping to receive that golden crown.
That's the Littles. More with the Down East Boys coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
This is Logan Willis.
On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca and our pastor Diana Lucas, I would like to invite you to this morning's service at 10:30 a.m. We are a family that welcomes everyone with open communion. If you're searching for a place to belong, come as you are. This is a safe church for all ages. We'll see you there at 10:30 a.m. at the Willow Valley UMC in beautiful downtown Ithaca.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
And a good morning to you. It's 27 minutes away from that 7 o'clock hours. We're moving along listening to the Gospel Greats to kick off our Sunday morning. And, well, we will continue to see temperatures warm at least for today. It will continue to be warm, highs of around 80 degrees. After that, we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe another warmer day tomorrow, a little bit Tuesday, but after that, it's cooling back down. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. The Richland Concert Association will be hosting organist Greg Zelick, and that will be today. The concert being held at 2 at the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Admission, $15 for adults and free for students.
The Gospel
Welcome back. We'll have more with the Down East Boys in just a moment. The new Legacy 5 single features their bass singer, Matt Fouch. Here they are with Deeper on the Inside.
On the corner of South Mount Pleasant and Chestnut Street, that's where the salt of the earth and this town go to meet. If you're not looking for it, you'll probably drive right by it. Ain't much to write home about. Kinda small on the outside, but it must be bigger on the inside, 'cause it holds so much love. If you need a touch of grace in your life, it's got more than enough.
From the outside, it's just a little bitty church, white siding, one story, kind of boring, no stained grass anywhere.
But it must be bigger on the inside, 'cause all of heaven fits in there.
That God Almighty stooped so low that the holy would mingle with such common folk. The pews are old and creaking, the altar so threadbare, but every Sunday morning he shows up.
In that tiny building there, so it must be bigger on the
Deeper on the Inside. That's Legacy 5 from their Project 25. Based in Reidsville, North Carolina, the Down East Boys are the featured artists this week. Their tenor singer, Doug Pittman, talks about one of his favorites on the new project.
So when we actually started looking for songs for this album right after NQC last year, and we had had some success with a song, A Love Worth Dying For, that actually went number one for us this year. And Miss Amy Sue, who wrote Love Worth Dying For with some co-writers, had a batch of albums that she had put out with her family called The Keffers back in the day. And Ricky and I got to wondering if maybe there were some songs on the albums that she had written that were good songs that would be something we could use. And on the way back from NQC last year, Ricky and I sat up front in the bus and started going through the albums one by one. And there were some great songs on there, but nothing really spoke to me until we got to this song, That's What Heaven Holds For Me. And as we sat there and listened to the words, and it wasn't necessarily the performance of it, but I got to thinking about my grandpa. And the song talks about, yeah, it'll be wonderful when we get there. You'll see the loved ones that have gone on before. But the most important thing to us is that when we get there, we'll see our Lord and Savior finally face to face. And the way that Jason arranged this song, it's just wonderful. And Ricky does such a great job interpreting the lyrics. I think people really, really enjoy the song.
That's Doug Pittman. And here are the Down East Boys with That's What Heaven Holds.
Behind the veil of heaven, there are mysteries I don't know, but I've heard the story all my life, and I really want to go, not just for all the reasons that you'd expect to hear, but if you knew the times I've said goodbye, I'm sure it would be clear. All of the splendor of that city will be wonderful to see. There's so much more that's waiting. Moment that will be embracing my loved ones
That's what heaven holds the Down East Boys. The youngest member of the quartet is baritone singer Caden Howell.
I just turned 23 in May. I am getting old, Ronnie.
He may be young, but he's an old soul and enjoys classic crooners. And the song His Hand in Mine conjures up the crooner in him.
I'm an avid fan of Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bobby Darin, Sammy Davis Jr., so many. And it's an era that I'm disappointed that I didn't get to be in. Because in my opinion, that's real music. And when all that stopped is probably when actual music died. But I am...
Yeah.
Except for the Down East Boys, yes. I am a huge fan of orchestrations, anything. And just hearing it, it's just very easy to hear. And it just puts you in such a great mood. And him and I got together. He said, man, do you think we could take that song and put it in that way? I'm like, well, we know the guy to call. Jason Webb has been a friend to him for years and years and years. And Jason actually went to the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. Jason Webb has a master's in classical jazz. I said, Ricky, that's the guy. If anybody can do it, he can. So we sat down and we were like, Jason, we literally want it to feel like you're stepping back in time to like the 1950s.
That's Caden Howell, and here are the Down East Boys with His Hand in Mine.
You may ask me how I know my Lord is real. You may doubt the things I say and doubt the he loves me so.
can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need to know. I can feel his hand in mine. That's all.
It's the Down East Boys featuring Caden Howell. Good stuff. We'll have more with the Down East Boys in Hour 2. In just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities. Like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
The Medicare annual enrollment period has begun. By now, you should have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be overwhelming to understand all the upcoming changes on your own, but don't worry. Local licensed agents Robin McCauley and John Johnson are here to help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers in our area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment today. That's Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067.
The Gospel Grid.
Welcome back. Our Southern Gospel headlines are coming up in just a moment. Right now, the Lefebvre Quartet, The Things We Cannot Change.
Through all the things that we cannot change, He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change.
When circumstance takes us by surprise, long before we even realize, God is standing there beside us all the time, every time. Through all the things that we cannot change, He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. Cannot change. He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. For every storm that comes our way, for every trial that we've yet to face, through every question, every fear, through every struggle, every tear.
We cannot change, the Lefevre Quartet. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. The Lefevre Quartet has been searching for a good bass singer after the departure of Christian Davis earlier this year. Mike Lefevre says they've completed that search and found their man. Former bass singer with the Old Paths Quartet, Daniel Ashmore.
We are so excited to have Daniel joining the Lefevre Quartet. I've always been a fan of his singing. I think he's got an incredible bass voice, a beautiful solo voice. And the most beautiful part of it all is God's timing. God just worked everything out perfectly. And so Daniel will be with us effective immediately. And we're just thrilled to death to have Daniel.
That's Mike Lefevre. Congratulations to the group. They have found a great bass singer. Following the death of Steve Johnson in July, the Bakersfield, California Lighthouse Boys announced Ronnie Pack as their new baritone singer. Ronnie has a background in country music and country gospel on the West Coast. Fans can expect to hear a return of the Lighthouse Boys' classic signature sound. And on the Singing News Top 20 weekly chart, the number one song is Red Words by the Irwins.
Find my hiding place in the red words. It's where God speaks truth to me and tells me what I need every time I read the red words.
Let not your heart be troubled. I've overcome the world. Free us from
Our return.